Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Dean's Sunday Soul Connection. This is our last August bank holiday Sunday. And as always, we like to set the intention of our time together with Naturally Seven and Let It Be. Oh, hold on, I haven't quite got it lined up. Let me go back in again.
For that day, for this day, we've come together. Set our hearts and our minds, we thank you. And I pray that our lives fall the better.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so as we set the intention to just let it be. We can continue with whatever else we have for the rest of the day or the weekend to do after this time that we're spending. And as always, I like to remind you, this isn't something we're doing to appease God somewhere. This is something we're doing for ourselves. When we come together in community like this, there's an amplification of the love, of the connection that exists between each of us. You see, spirit doesn't just end or begin with this physical form. Spirit is both inner and outer. It's everywhere. If we had no skin and bone separating us, we would literally just be expressions in spirit, which is what in truth we are, just expressions of spirit. And yes, we are clothed in this physical form, but if we can look beyond that and come back to the remembrance that there is nothing separating us, we are all of the one life, the one presence, the one power, whatever name you choose to call it. The great intelligence of life, Yahweh, Jehovah, Buddha, Jesus, Brahma, Muhammad, Krishna, Allah. Religion has come around and come about to try and make sense of that which is beyond our comprehension. That which is beyond names, that which is beyond the boxes we try to compartmentalize it in. So as we come together on the Sunday Soul Connection, we are looking to deepen into that unknown. We are looking to come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. That we are more than this physical form. That we are more than the story we tell ourselves. We are more than the false ideas and beliefs that we have held on to for so long that they feel as if they are somehow truth. We are more than all of that. And yesterday, I was at a conference for human evolution, the consciousness of human evolution. And I stayed for two and a little bit of the third speaker. It was a wonderful lineup: Lynn McTaggart, Greg Braden, Marianne Williamson, and Uri Geller. And it was really Greg Braden and Lynn McTaggart that I wanted to see, because I had bought a ticket last year and then was unable to attend. So I was eager to see what they had to share, and I wasn't disappointed. One of my takeaways from Lynn McTaggart's talk, she said that illness was a metaphor for change. Illness was a metaphor for change. And on the surface, it sounds quite harsh, but the more that you sit with it and allow the truth of what that sentence means, the more you recognize the validity of it. So my theme today is entitled Winds of Change. I recognized when I was sick for virtually the whole of June that illness, that the sickness, that the experience of it was a metaphor for change indeed. Because it was my body saying I was no longer able to do what I had been doing and eat the kind of foods that I had been eating. That I had to shift my consciousness to a different level and a different way of being. And when change comes, which it does to each and every one of us, it is uncomfortable. It is unpleasant. It is rare that change comes and it's sweet. And it's easy, and it's nice. It comes to ruffle us up from our comfort zone, from what has become placid and easy for us. It comes to shake us out of our stupor, our laziness, our idleness. Because life doesn't require us to be complacent and comfortable. Life requires us to be forever stretching and reaching and growing and expanding. And that doesn't come with ease. Let me assure you, in case you weren't aware of it. The butterfly emerges from the caterpillar, and when the caterpillar decides it has to change and build its cocoon. And from that, the butterfly emerges after hatching its pupa and then having to force itself through to great agony and pain and discomfort to emerge. And if it doesn't have that forcing of itself through this tiny pupa, if it doesn't have that, it doesn't have the ability to have its beautiful wings fed and nurtured and nourished so that it can fly. I'm sure we all remember the story of the man who thought he'd be helpful to the butterfly by cutting the pupa to make it easy for it to emerge, only for the butterfly not to have its wings formed and drag itself along the ground. It's the struggle in the change that gives us the growth. And change comes in so many forms. It might come... Well, it rarely comes gently like a trickle of the water down the wall. It usually comes as a sort of a tidal wave, a tsunami that we don't see coming and just knocks us off our feet. And it could come along slowly like a glacier creeping, but rarely I think it happens that way. Could be something like a relationship end. We recognize we've stayed too long because it was easy. When I was married and I asked my husband, why were we still together? And he said, because it was easy. That was not the right answer. Life does not require it to be easy. Life requires us to be growing and stretching and really expanding. And sometimes change comes when we lose our jobs, when we have to leave our homes, when someone that we love dies or leaves us or betrays us. Change comes in so many ways. But in the wake of it, if we can look for what it's bringing us, there is growth. There is expansion. I love what Tony Robbins said. If you're going to make a change, you're going to have to create from a new belief that says, life happens not to me, but for me. Life happens not to me, but for me. There is a real significant difference in the belief whether life is happening to me or for me. If it's happening to you, it's coming from a belief that somehow you're a victim in the situation. If it's happening for you, you recognize that there's growth, that there's expansion, and that there's a gift. And often I share, and those of you that know me well, I would often say, look for what the gift, the lesson, or the blessing is in the situation. Because there always is one. And when we can look from that perspective, when we can look from that viewpoint, we can get the growth. And we can move through whatever that challenge is easier than when we come from looking at it as what is happening to me. Why is this happening to me? Let's look at why is it happening for you? What does it bring? What is it shaking you out of? What is it saying? Come on. Time for a new way for you to show up, for you to be, for you to experience. Gaoshi, he says, if we don't change, we don't grow. And if we don't grow, we aren't really living. You're not here to born, muddle through, and come to the end, and that's it. You're here to experience life in all its glory, in all its richness, in all of its diversity. What we like to label the good and the bad and the highs and the lows, all of it is essential. Say yes to it all. I love the Rumi quote who says that every morning there comes to you a crowd of sorrows. Welcome them all. Invite them in. Recognize that change comes, sometimes as a tsunami, sometimes as a slow glacier moving, but say yes to it all. So my science of mind reading is entitled Winds of Change. Our first quote comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who says, nothing divine dies. All good is eternally reproductive. The beauty of nature reforms itself in the mind, and not for barren contemplation, but for new creation. Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes on The Science of Mind, page 471, and says, more we could not ask, more could not be given than that which has been given from the foundations of the universe. The author writes, many of us have plucked a dandelion from the ground and purposefully blown on its bloom to see it disperse on an airborne journey. The florets that comprise the flowerhead don't resist our blowing or dread nature's wind. Its collapse of form launches its massive seeds to find new territory to reproduce. One wind-blown dandelion becomes many. Emerson taught that nature is our greatest teacher. If so, what might we learn about ourselves from this process? The dandelion doesn't fear the wind. In fact, one might say it welcomes and needs it for its own expansion. Could we welcome the ever-changing winds of circumstance as readily as the dandelion? Far too often we are fearfully programmed to guard our possessions. We are forever calculating how to prevent something that may come and blow our stability away. This focus on instability becomes self-fulfilled simply by nature of law. Remembering, we take nothing material with us at the end of this life, that essentially nothing is our own. We are then invited to seek balance in caring for and celebrating what we have, yet remaining unattached to any of its permanence. Through this practice, we do not fear the winds of change. We welcome them. In so doing, we continually prove that life is generous and regenerative. What we give returns multiplied. What is seemingly destroyed must be reborn. As we nurture the consciousness that life is for us, not against us, our experience of good continuously multiplies. life is for us and not against us. As I went walking by the river this morning, as I've shared often, I have a tree that I consider to be my tree. And my tree had already started its change. Most of its leaves were browning around the edges. And you could see it's in the process of letting go. I truly admire nature's way of embracing change and all that it brings with it. There's an absolute trust in nature that no matter what the change is happening to it, it is okay. It is all right. The tree is not anguishing that its beautiful leaves are now withering on its branches. There's an absolute acceptance and trust that with the change, everything will be all right. And it's the same with the dandelion. As much as we may curse it for our gardens as weeds, it is fearless when it is blown and it flies wherever the wind will take it. I came across a wonderful quote that was shared yesterday at the conference by Doug Larson. He says, a weed is a plant that has mastered every survival skill except for learning how to grow in rows. It doesn't conform. It survives wherever it is, it lands. And if we can embrace change in our life, that whatever happens, whatever we go through, we will be okay. That we have the innate survival skills with which to master, conquer, overcome whatever it is that we are facing. Truly, change then will come easily. So my story today says, once upon a time, there was an unfortunate poor man. His home also was very poor. A small and empty house where mice made their nests and spiders made their webs. People tried to avoid coming into his house. Why should they go into those poor ruins? And the poor man thought that poverty is the reason for his misfortunes, his eternal destiny. So once the poor man met a wizard and complained to him about his poverty and his miserable life, the wizard felt sorry for the poor man and gave him an unprecedented vase and said, this is a magical vase that will save you from poverty. The poor man took the vase and wanted to sell it at first and then spend the money on alcohol as usual. Besides, what would he need such a beautiful thing? But then he started admiring the vase and couldn't take it to the market. He brought the vase home and put it on the table and started admiring it some more. It's not right for such a beautiful thing to be empty, the poor man thought. So he picked some wildflowers and put them in the vase, and it became even more beautiful. Not good, the poor man thought again, that such a beautiful thing stands next to a spider web. So the poor man started cleaning the house from spider webs, sweeping out the cockroaches and the mice, cleaning the dust, washing the floor and walls, and whitening the ceiling. And it became clear that his house wasn't poor, but rather warm and cozy. And the poor man wasn't a poor man anymore, but a hard-working host who had no time for the thoughts about misfortune. You see, when he changed his belief, when he changed his awareness, when he changed his consciousness, just by that small act of having a vase and appreciating the beauty of it, when he changed how he saw things, when he changed his perception of what his surroundings needed to be like, when he made those changes, his life changed for him. So change can come in many shapes or forms. Change can be slow and it can be powerful. But how will you know what you're capable of achieving, of doing, of being without the change? If we in our physical form didn't go through these changes, we would forever be a baby. But yet, we can and we do have these wonderful changes that should be embraced at all times Have you ever noticed how a child or a baby is fearless as it's learning to grow and walk and talk? It's not concerned with how many times it falls down. It's not concerned that its pronunciation is incorrect. It simply is thriving on the change that it's going through as it learns and grasps new things. We, as we become conscious, as we develop, allow ourselves to take on the concerns, the nonsense that our ego tells us that we should be worrying about. And truly, truly, as we embrace change, as we welcome it, our life shifts in proportion in ways we cannot even begin to imagine. As John Porter says, people underestimate their capacity for change. There is never a right time to do a difficult thing. If we can embrace change, not as a difficult thing, but just simply as a necessary thing that will happen whatever we try to do to avoid it. And just be ready and know that there is something within us that is purposing this to happen so that we can go to the next level. Don't fight it, don't resist it, just welcome it. So I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes as we go within and drop into the heart center. The heart center, as Greg Braden was sharing yesterday, is more powerful than the brain. Has something like, I can't even remember how many hundreds of thousands more neurons than the brain. It is powerful beyond measure. So let's close our eyes and enter into that sacred space, that sanctuary of the heart, that cave. And I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. Always at this time, I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "My breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. To yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slow." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out slower."
say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Also set the intention to welcome and be ready for change in whatever shape or form it will come. Whether it's a slow moving glacier or an overwhelming tsunami or change. On your mind's eye, see how you wish to be, do, experience in this week ahead, and always as we co-create, we see and feel the mental equivalent of whatever it is that we are desiring. We see our relationship. Does that look like to you? we see ourselves healthy and just. What does that look like? What does that feel like? How do you show up whole, healthy, and energized? And whatever else you wish for yourself, mind's eye and bring the feeling to it. I invite you to take a deep breath. We come into our circle of prayer. As always, we are invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer right now. There is nowhere where God is not. There is nowhere where the divine infinite intelligence. So when the author of the Bible wrote, "It is God is who we live, move, and have our being," but speaking to our truth, the divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, knowing that you are the source of our life and all that concerns us, that there is nothing to fear, that there is nothing to worry, that as we embrace the changes of life, you are there. You are there to guide, to illuminate, to direct. You are there to heal, to make whole, to prosper. You are there. For there is nothing too hard for you to do. For whatever the situation and the challenges we may face, as we welcome and say yes to it all, as we stay open to the changes and the gifts that we bring, as we recognize that life is now doing it to us, doing it for us, so that we may grow, expand, and evolve into the highest versions of ourselves, into a greater and better way of being, into an awareness that truly one with you is one with all good and all that you are. May we seek to shift and change from anything and everything that is holding us back, any false ideas or false beliefs that we have become stuck and comfortable in. May we change from the idea that we are not enough. May we change the false and erroneous belief that we are not worthy. May we change any limiting thoughts, ideas, feelings, that may have been absorbed into our consciousness through our growing up, through our relationships, through all our encounters, and come back to the truth that we are divine expression, most part, divine, infinite, creative force. Let us welcome change with open hearts and minds, and know that everything is working together for our good because we love you. At this time, we're remembering all of those that have died so tragically in Italy, who are continually to die in Syria and in all the places around this beautiful globe that is experiencing conflict or disaster. The loss of life, albeit that it is only the physical that we are losing, for spirit is eternal. But those that are grieving, those that are mourning, may their hearts be comforted at this time. For all that is going on in this world, where we are seeing a sense of separateness, where division and diversity is being used and We are all of your spirit. We are all of your life. And may we express from that consciousness of love and acceptance, not only for one another, but for this truly beautiful planet, for which we are only caretakers of. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, the great intelligence of life. For anything I've failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For you said before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phone. Can we do our affirmation?
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. If you'd like to repeat after me. Nothing is our own.
Nothing is our own.
All is God's, because all is God.
All is God's, because all is God.
Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And now a prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
My beloveds, as we're almost coming to the close of today's Sunday Soul Connection, I cannot leave without sharing something from whom he says, one change in thought leads to a change in your destiny. One of the things that I wanted to share before I leave, if you haven't received an email from me now notifying you that I'm hosting an end of summer fundraiser garden party, for I believe truly that it is our responsibility, for we live in a blessed way, that we share our blessings with others. And so if you haven't received that email, please text and contact me and I will send it out to you. It's going to be on Sunday, the 11th of September. I will be with you, as usual, on Thursday for our 10-minute top-up, our 10 at 10. And I think I'm going to use for today's benediction the Serenity Prayer. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so, my beloveds, as we come to the close, my closing song for you is from my favorite album of the moment, by Eddie McCoy, and the song is entitled Change.
Don't stay down.
Eddie McCoy and Change. Have a wonderful bank holiday. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for 10:10 and next Sunday for the Sunday Soul Connection. God bless.
Thank you.